As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Strange Familiars. If you've seen something strange or something paranormal, or if you know of a story you think we should cover, you can email us, strangefamiliarspodcast@gmail.com. How are you doing this evening, Allison?
I'm doing well.
I finished the cover for Where the Footprints End, Volume 2 today. Very excited about that.
So we'll see you again.
Well, I still need to draw the frontispiece, okay. Still one more large piece of art, but it is on the way, and I believe we are in the final stages. We are in the editing stages of the text, so
we can get back to important things like arguing over real estate within bookshelves and things like that.
Well, then I start my other book, so we'll see. Before we get going tonight, I wanted to remind everybody to check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/strangefamiliars. Without our patrons, we couldn't do the show. We really appreciate the support, and we need the support to keep making the content that we do. Check it out at patreon.com/strangefamiliars. See all the different levels of support. You can get extra shows. We've got almost 60 patron shows at this time. And I want to thank our patrons for making the show possible, because without you patrons, we couldn't do it. So thank you all so much. Again, patreon.com/strangefamiliars. Okay, tonight we are talking with Ryan, kind of a review show of things I've seen at Site 7, things people associated with this show have seen at Site 7. And we're comparing notes with things Ryan is seeing basically across the street from his house.
Yeah, that seems way more scary than having it be at like a remote location that you can go of your choosing to engage with.
As I told him, I think I like the ability to walk away from it. I don't know if I would want it out my back door, but that's what he has. I think you can hear the amazement in my voice.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities there.
As we're talking about these things and we're basically describing to each other the same things we're seeing in these two different locations.
And if there's one thing I know from Strange Familiars, there is no lone wolf. You know, like, if someone's experiencing something, someone else is too. And if two people are, it's...
Yeah, exactly. It's happening other places. So let's go ahead and hear my conversation with Ryan.
Hey, All right, tonight we're talking with Ryan, who's seeing some lights around his house that sure sound a lot like what we're seeing at Site 7. I'm really excited to talk about this. So how you doing tonight, Ryan?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Tim?
Doing all right. When did these lights start?
All right, so I've been logging them for about a year now. It started last year, actually, around, I'd say the end of May. And I first started seeing them by myself, and then my wife came out to join me, and she started actually seeing them too. But the
So this is right near your house, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's literally in my backyard.
Could it have been a thing that they were there before and you didn't notice? Like, did you just start noticing it, or do you spend time outside and you literally, it just started happening last May?
No, I've always been a person to look up at the sky, you know, at nighttime, especially because I've had a couple different things happening. When I was younger, I noticed some certain things in the sky. So that got me to always be looking up. But when I was in Iraq, that really made me want to look up more when I got home because of all the stars you could see. Mm. So from then, I got a flashlight, and all of a sudden, the one night I was just flashing it up at the sky, and I got someone's attention. And that's how it started.
So you're seeing these in the sky?
Yes. It started out in the sky and then gradually moved closer to the ground. Mm-hmm. And then it started to move into the woods behind the house.
Okay.
We'd see them in the trees. And then recently, they'd be right in front of us.
All right. Let's take a step back. So the first time you saw them, what did you see and what did you think?
All right, so the first time, I just thought it was, you know, pretty crazy to see something like this. I stopped. I checked everything I could. I said, was this a plane? You know, so I looked up planes, what they looked like at nighttime, all this, you know, all this stuff. I went through the checklist and came up with this is something that's not on this list. So I dug a little deeper and looked at a couple more different videos, and it said they were orbs. And the more I flashed a light, the more they would, I guess you could say, answer me in a way, because I've had a few, actually. Matter of fact, last night I had one sitting here for 5 minutes blinking back at me back and forth, and it was right over the neighbor's house doing the exact light flash that I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And you get to the point, too, where you're getting hypnotized by this, and you forget to grab your phone, you know?
Oh, Well, I don't know what your experience is recording them, but I've never gotten anything impressive recording them.
I got about 75 videos, and I actually have some pretty good ones.
Really?
Maybe
you're using a better different technique than us, because when we've done it, when we've taken still pictures or recordings, every time they look really unimpressive, and the colors bled out. So even with, you know, color film or a color, you know, iPhone or whatever, if we're seeing red or green and we take the picture and we look at it later, it'll just be a white light in the woods.
See, I had that happen. This is what happened. This was last July 1st at 3:33 in the morning. I was outside. I saw these lights blinking. So I tried to think of something else, and I put my phone on record and set it down. They were blinking back and forth, big flashes. So after that, I got the video. I was looking at it. So I decided to take a couple screenshots. And what I saw in the screenshot blew me away. I mean, to me, it looks like there's literally a being inside this photo. I mean, I'll send it to you. You could be the judge also. Mm-hmm. But everyone else that sees this is blown away by it. But, I mean, so check this out. So I turn up the brightness. I tried to take a screenshot of it myself. It wouldn't let me. So I sent it to my wife. She put her phone down. I went to go take a picture, and in front of both of our eyes, it turned red. Immediately, just turned red, and now that's the permanent color of it.
So wait a minute. the light or the being turned red? Sorry.
No, the screenshot that I took, yeah, that has the being in it. Mm-hmm. Like, she had it on her phone. It was white, just like how it is on my phone. Mm-hmm. I went to go hover over it. It was white. All of a sudden, it just turns a red. It just turns a reddish color over it, and that's the way it stayed.
So the picture you already took turned red?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Yeah, I have the original photo, mm-hmm. but you have to turn it up. It's like I'm the only one that can see it on my phone in white. And I'm telling you, every time I've tried to do it, it just won't come out. And then, like I said, I tried to do it with my wife, and it turned red right in front of us. We were both blown away by it.
Yeah. So you have experienced something like what I'm talking about. Like I said, when we take these pictures, the colors that we're seeing are not the colors that are coming up in the photos.
You're exactly right. Matter of fact, I did one in black and white, and another one 2 weeks later, the exact same thing happened, and I got it on record. We're sitting out back, and this orb just showed up out of nowhere. And by the way, there were five, I'm going to call them aerial vehicles. I don't think they were UFOs. They had to be pretty pretty advanced aerial vehicles for the military or something, but there were five of them. And my wife was like, hey, look, they're back up over there. I said, oh, my God, they are. So all of a sudden, one goes completely blackout. You can't see this I can't see it in what's it called? Night vision. You can't even see it in night vision, the other one that was. But anyways, they're following this orb. And the orb itself is orange. Now, when I'm recording it, it's white.
Okay. Yep.
Yep, and that's what happened too. And that also happened. This leads me where you guys are actually experiencing is we had an incident the one night we hit an orb with a laser pointer. It flashed back at us the same color as the laser pointer, which is odd. So all of a sudden it was sitting there. All of a sudden we seen it take off and just it was amazing. It looked like it was going down. And so my wife went inside. I'm outside. All of a sudden, I see an orb in the woods. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's it, you know? And then all of a sudden, it disappears. And about 2 minutes later, I start hearing tree snap. I'm talking about branches being snapped that were heavy ones. You know, something, you know, not a raccoon, not a deer. It was something big that was snapping branches. It sounded like at one point it took down a tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just take a step back and go back to the early days of seeing this.
Okay.
Well, first of all, in as comfortable as you are, like where are we talking about? Like, you can be as, you know, general or specific as you want, state, county, whatever, you know, town.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem. I live in Renton in Plum Borough. It's right outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a mine. There's an old mine that's literally, we're on top of the mine. We're on top of the end of the the end of the mine where it was, because right over the hill is where the bank was for the mine.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Now,
that was a question that was coming later, but I was going to ask if anybody had been digging in the ground there.
So sure.
Okay. So when you start seeing them, are you seeing them like nightly, or did you just see it one night and then not for a while, or how did that go?
Okay. So the more I did it, the more we would see them. But this is the thing is, like I said, I would put my phone out, and this is whenever we first started doing it. I would just set my phone out, and I mean, my wife would be talking back and forth, and you know, we'd catch something here and there. But this is the thing is, we wouldn't see these with our naked eye. I'd go back and look at the video and be like, oh my goodness, look at what we caught. They're going back and forth here. We can't see this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're looking right at this area and nothing. All of a sudden, I go back and look at it later, and here are these orbs on there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the camera. It's not a glare. You know what I mean? It's actually in the sky. But yes.
We were at Harry Springs in Michaud one night. It had just gotten dark. The sun had gone down, and that last bit of twilight was fading away into true darkness. And I'm holding my phone, and I was just going to, like, kind of taking random photos into the woods. And I saw an orb on the screen of my phone come over my shoulder and fly past me and off into the woods. And I couldn't see it with a naked eye. I could only see it on my phone.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's matter of fact, that happened to both. That just happened to both of us like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Same thing. I'm holding my phone there and I can't see anything with my eye. And I look down, I go, where'd this come from? And it's literally right in front of us. Mm-hmm. It's right in front of us. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, there is something really weird about these things. So you start going out frequently and looking for them?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I started out doing that, and I would be out longer and longer at night. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the more, at about 9:30 to 10 o'clock, it was active. Mm-hmm. About 10:15 to 11, it would be all right. But then I would have a big gap of slowing down. But you know what? That only happened later on in the year. But when I first started, it was stuff all night long. I mean, it was wild. And I would just stay out later and later. And
that's so interesting because we've said at Site 7, we say, and I'm going to keep interrupting you just because there's so many similar things that I'm going to forget to comment as we go on. We've said that, like, we'll go sometimes early in the evening, right, when it gets dark, and we're like, well, okay, we'll see some stuff. But we usually leave and come back around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we found 10 o'clock is that sort of primo time for it.
Yep. That's crazy that you said that, too, because I was wondering if I'm the only, you know, person experiencing that. It's crazy that it happens like that.
The little bit of, we've been talking back and forth, I'm like, I mean, I just love this because it's like somebody else is seeing these, whatever it is. I don't know what they are. But whatever it is, somebody else, at least it sounds like you're seeing the same thing. And you know, hopefully when all this COVID stuff is over, at some point I can get out there and see what you're looking at and come out this way. I'll show you what we're looking at and we can, you know, see for sure if we're seeing the same things. It certainly sounds like it.
Yeah.
So did you start with flashlights first, kind of flashing at it?
I did. Yep, mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. I would, and it wasn't like anything crazy. You know what I mean? I have like a small LED flashlight. I stole it out of my wife's car, and it works great. Like it, the beams. I mean, it is powerful, but like I said, it's nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. And so, as I used that, I got more and more of a response. And I'll tell you what, I got a huge response. About the fourth month into it, and you could ask my wife this. All of a sudden, I would be outside, or I would walk outside, and it would be like they were waiting for me to come outside. As soon as I stepped out, you can ask her. One would just shoot over,
wow.
And it would be like, "Oh, we were waiting for you." Or I'd walk out, it would just be a bright flash at us, and we'd be like, "Oh, wow!" And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, "Hey, let's run out front real quick," and then all of a sudden, we'd get out front, and there'd be this orb sitting there. And like I just had a feeling to go out and do it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it started amping up real bad, and this is when all of a sudden we walked outside the one night, and this orb, the size of a basketball, come flying by us, and it looked like the sky swallowed it, and it was pitch black. I don't know how to describe it. It looked like a bubble being popped. It was insane. But this is the thing: is after that, we saw red lights in the woods. Huh. Which doesn't make any sense. And like I think back to your guys' book, I'm like, what is this? Like, is it two different things? Is it three? You know, it's
I wish I could tell you what it was because, you know, it acts differently sometimes too. So at what point did you start shooting it with a laser?
Okay, so yeah, right, so finally I'm like, you know, I gotta get something else here on here. So I had actually heard an account of this guy who did it back in the early 2000s. He actually, I guess he ended up dying from something. But anyways, he had a real bad experience with it. So it made me kind of nervous, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So my wife ended up ordering one. And this was about, I'd say, November, December. So I started hitting it. I didn't get too many hits on it. But
no,
finally,
they're hard to train in on because a laser is a point, you know. And these are a good ways out. And you have to train in on it. It takes a little bit.
Yep, you're exactly right. And so it took like maybe like a month or maybe a month and a half. Finally, all of a sudden, stuff started kicking back up again. Here it comes. I would have the flashlight out. They'd be like, "Yeah, la di da." I pull out the laser. Oh, here they come. They're coming now. You know what I mean? It was just it amped up a lot more. And then the one night, it came to like this orange orb came sailing so fast. All of a sudden, it came to a screeching halt behind the tree across the street, that close to the house. I about stopped my heart. I was like, "Oh my goodness, what is happening?" I literally ran inside and shut the door because I didn't know what was going on, you know, because that's the first time it ever happened to me. But that's the first time that one of them really reacted to the laser. But after that year like, and now it started, it's been amazing. Like, I can't even describe to you. It's been amazing. I mean, I've told you about some of the incidents that's happened. Like, now there's ones in the yard right next to us. They're flying right next to us, staying there for a little bit, and then they'll leave. Like, it's amping up again.
Yeah, we are going to get to all of this. I just have to, like, these little details I'm so interested in. What color was the laser?
The laser's been green the whole time. It's always been green.
So you got a green laser. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we had, too. The only reason why is my buddy was in the military, and I guess that's what they used. And, you know, he got a green laser. Now, when we were hitting them with the laser, they would turn red every single time. Now, this is only one night we had the laser up there. I don't have a laser. Chad has a laser he got recently, but it's a red one, and we haven't tried it yet with that one. But with the green laser, when he would hit them, and it would take him a long time to train in on them, a lot of tries before he'd actually get it, he'd hit them. You could tell when he hit them because they'd turn red. They'd be white or they'd be, you know, green or whatever. They would immediately turn red, and then they would turn out. They would aperture out. That's the reaction we got. What's happening when you hit them?
That's exactly what happens.
Really?
We hit the ones across the street. They turn red. They'll stay red. They'll flash in the woods. Matter of fact, they'll start elevating, and they'll disappear. And like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like they're out like a light, and we can't see them anymore. But the one time we did, my wife, she actually got scared after she did it. She hit it with a and it stopped. And it blinked the biggest flash at us, and she gave it to me. So I hit it again, and then that's when it, like, absorbed the light we were flashing and flashed it right back at us.
Wow.
It was green that time, but it was the color of the laser, 100%.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I've got chills when you're telling me this stuff. I'm like, I can't believe somebody else has seen this. And, I mean, I don't know. Of any man-made light that turns colors and turns out when you hit it with a laser.
Exactly. You're 100% right. I mean, matter of fact, literally before I got on here with you, or I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry, but I'll just tell you real quick. Sorry. I walked outside. All of a sudden, this light lights up real quick, and it slowly died out. So I pulled out the laser. I just got a brand new one. I hit it. It stops and sits there and hit me with a big blue light. A blue light. I've never even seen that before.
Wow.
I started laughing. I was like, oh my God, this is, you know, but yeah, the ones, that's wild that you say the red, because that's exactly what's been happening to us with the ones that are coming in from the north. They're turning red.
That's amazing. When you go to look for them, so when we look for them, we always look for them in about the same place.
Yep.
And they're always coming on. In the ones we're seeing are in the trees. There are some in the sky, but they're kind of like in tall trees. So they appear to still be in the trees. Maybe they're in the sky. I don't know. But they somehow seem associated with the trees, the ones that are up high. Still, they don't seem to be by themselves in the sky. I'll say that. But we mainly look for them in the trees in this one area. And they seem to be in about the same place. They'll come on every time. Now, they will move from there, but we know where to look for them. Is that what you're seeing as well?
100%.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow. You just said that. 100%. I will literally walk out back. I will hit my flashlight and laser in the same four spots, and I'll get a hit at least out of two of them.
Wow.
Like, boom, boom. And then about 10 minutes later, the other two will light up. And then that's when you just said they'll start moving. But the ones in the trees, like you said, they're hard to tell sometimes if they're off in the distance. If I'm on the ground, you can't tell if they're in the sky or not. Like, we had one next to us. It was actually a white one. I said, "Hun," I said, "what?" I said, "look at that bright light." I look over. It's sitting in a bush next to us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, same thing. Same exact spots. Yep.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And we've also noticed the longer we're there, the longer we stay there, the more seem to come on.
Yep. Yeah, that's
same.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens from, I'm telling you, it'll be 3 weeks ago, it was amazing. We were out there for an hour. It was just boom, 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 boom. It was crazy. The longer we stay there, the more stuff ramps up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm stunned. I'm stunned to hear that. I mean, I'm super happy to hear it as well. There was a fellow in Virginia, I think he did come on the show, and he was seeing, you know, something, again, which sounded very similar in Virginia, but he didn't have the interaction the way it seems you are. And that's, I mean, I'm stunned at all of this. I'm trying to think of more details.
That's what I mean. Like, when I heard your guys' book, I was godsmacked. I was like, this is insane. I was like, I wonder if they're seeing what I'm seeing. Like, it's blowing my mind.
I don't know if it's exactly the same thing, but it's certainly acting the same. You know,
it is
for sure. We can say that they're acting the same. So most recently we went out there, I don't know, a couple months back. And first of all, I don't know if I would want this out my back door. So I kind of like the option of being able to walk away from it. But
sometimes I do too.
But we went out there and we hiked into the woods where we were seeing it. We said, well, let's go. And we went in and we waited till it got dark. And I had a guy with us, John. He's on the show sometimes. He's been a pretty big skeptic of these lights until he saw them. And I was so happy he saw them, because he was pretty sure he was going to debunk them. Like, he was, I could tell. He's like, yeah, let me out there, I'll tell you what these things are. He didn't say it that boldly, but that was kind of the attitude he was taking. And when we got out there, and sometimes I've taken people out there and they don't show up for whatever reason, and people are like, you could tell, they're like, uh-huh, okay, Tim.
Yep.
You know? And it's like, I'm like, well, they were here before. I don't know what to tell you.
I swear.
But this night they came on, and boy, did they come on. And they came right up to us, to the point where John was, formally skeptic about it, was on his knees trying to grab one. They were that close.
Oh, my gosh.
So you say they've approached you, and they've come into your yard. How close have they gotten, do you think, to you?
What's funny is we were trying to prove to a friend of mine that this was happening. And it's funny you say that, because my brother said the same thing. Oh, it's they're planes flying over. So I said, well, come over here. So the one night we're sitting out front, sure enough, I start talking about them, and here they come. They just start coming. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, my brother's like, oh, my gosh. He goes, that was not a plane. I said, no, it wasn't. It flew right past us. We all had a chance to look at it. Like, it was there for 5-6 seconds, just, you know, soaring across the sky. All of a sudden, disappeared. All right, so the night that I was talking about it, we were trying to prove to a friend of mine that I'm saying, hey, you need to come out here and check this out. Like, they're everywhere. So me and my wife are down in the yard. All of a sudden, this white light starts darting across the sky real fast. I mean, this is not a bug. If a bug can move this fast, I have no idea what it would be. Mm-hmm. But it was moving so fast, I couldn't even hit it with the flashlight. It got lower and lower. I was like, oh my gosh, it's getting close. And so I started hitting, I brought out the laser, and I started hitting the sky with the laser. All of a sudden, here it comes. Right in front of us. I could have grabbed it a couple times, but it was moving so fast, I couldn't touch it. Wow. Finally, it stopped about, I'd say, 5 yards away from us and lit up and stayed there for a second, probably 3 seconds, and then and went out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what these were doing. They were coming right up to us, and they'd be there for, you know, however long, and they would just kind of blink out. Now, what size was the one when it came close?
It was, you know, that's the thing is, when it was close to us, it wasn't too big. So it was probably the size of a quarter. Whenever it got back, it backed up and showed up, it was probably the size of a tennis ball.
Okay. This is amazing. So we were describing them as ping pong balls when they were close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And they have to be bigger than that when they're out in the woods. I mean, they just have to. Unless they're a lot brighter when they're farther away. But I'll just put it this way. They seem to be much bigger when they're out in the woods.
You're exactly right.
They were coming right up to us. I mean, right to the... So we were on kind of a big, wide path. It's like an abandoned road, essentially. It's been, you know, shut for years. So at this point, it's just a path. We're right on the edge of the tree line. And they were coming right to the edge of the tree line. I mean, right up to us. And the really interesting thing was Now, sometimes I was agreeing with what they were saying. They were saying, you know, hey, it looks like a ping pong ball and it's white. And I was like, I agree. But sometimes we weren't agreeing. At least one time when John, I think it was the time when John tried to reach for it, he said it looked like a ping pong ball to him. And to me, it looked like just a tiny little pen light, just one little LED. So was I seeing it at a different angle, or were we actually seeing different things? You know what I mean? Or like the same thing that looked different to both of us. I don't know.
That's the same thing that would happen here. My wife would be on the balcony. I'd be on the ground. She'd go, oh, look at that one. It's so big. I'd be like, I barely even saw it. Huh. You know what I mean? But it's right there. It's literally right at the same distance as both of us. So we've had the same thing happen a couple times.
That's so amazing.
It's amazing. Insane.
I hope this is as interesting to people listening as it is to me, because I'm just thrilled because it's just like, wow, somebody else has seen this stuff.
I know.
The other thing we found is, so we'll go out there and say we'll go out at 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. or something. It takes a little while. And I think it's partly for our eyes to adjust. I told people, like, you have to sort of get the hang of seeing them. They're, once you see them, they're bright. They're there. And I told John this again. I said, you won't question it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it. It won't be like, am I seeing something? Is that? It's like, no, you will know. It'll be there. You'll know. It's like, oh, there it is. I said, but it's almost like you have to, like, relax your eyes and see them first through your peripheral vision.
You're 100% right. That is exactly what happens. You have, but the only difference is, like, my wife can walk out there. She can just see it. Me, I have to, my eyes have to adjust. Mm-hmm. But it takes a minute, though. You're exactly right. But when you see it, you'll exactly know, because this is nothing that you've seen before.
Yeah, there's no question when you see it. And that's what I was telling John. I was like, it's not going to be a kind of thing where you're like, I don't know, Tim. Maybe I saw something. Maybe I didn't. Like, no, you'll know when you see it.
Yep.
But it's almost like you have to train your eyes in a way to pick them up. So a lot of people say, oh, maybe it's people with headlamps hiking in the woods and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know, because headlamps you can see right away. There's no question.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and of course, headlamps they illuminate in a different way.
Yes.
These things seem like self-illuminated, but they don't, although I have seen them light up the woods around them, usually they don't.
Yep.
Usually
you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, once or twice we've seen them where, I don't know why, but where they have like lit up the woods around them and they're like casting shadows and stuff. But for the most part, they seem like self-illuminated. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like they're light contained with it in itself. Mm-hmm. It's just it's not. It's hard to explain.
I wish I could show the world, and I wish filming them worked better for me. Like, I'll have to look at some of your videos, because maybe you have the trick down. But it's just. Because I try to explain it to people, and it's like I end up just going, you have to see it. I can't explain it to you any more than this.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly the thought, because the ones across the street, the ones across the road, those ones there, it's like they're not emitting anything. It's like a ball of light that's contained within itself that's mm-hmm. not emitting light out, right. But it's lighting up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but then the ones that are closer in the yard, those ones are the ones casting, like, those are the bright ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are closer definitely start to, come out a little bit. I feel like, I tell my wife, I'm like, I think they're getting used to us, you know, in a way. But
yeah.
Something different happens every time.
That's like the other thing. They're sort of the same, but I swear every time we see them, there's like, there'll be something different.
You're 100% right.
it's
crazy.
It's so nuts. We've had them one time when Chad, the first time Chad saw them, it was bonkers to the point where, like, we've been in some hairy situations, Chad and I, no pun intended, where I was scared. I would have left if he wasn't there with me. He calmed me down. He's usually the brave guy in between the two of us. I'm the one going, all right, time to go, you know. And he, when I took him to Site 7, he was like, nope, I'm out, Tim. And I was like, what, really? He's like, yeah, this is way too much for me. Because that night, they were just going nuts. It was like they were like Christmas lights. Like, but like rapid fire Christmas lights, like somebody had taken a ball of Christmas lights and just threw them out in the woods, and they were just going, you know, just going nuts, just rapid fire. And then there were like almost like spotlights. Like if you, the way I described it is like if you imagine someone juggling flashlights, but
But
you couldn't tell the source of the beam.
Dude, you know? That is the perfect way, Tim, that you just nailed it. A perfect way. Juggling a flashlight.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then we heard something, which, okay, we're going to get to what you heard and the breaking branches and stuff, too. But those things combined, and then Chad just heard something, and see, I don't know how close you are to the woods, but when we're there, we're right up against the woods, and this phenomenon is also often accompanied by what sounds like things walking up on us. And walked right up on him, and he heard a grunt, which we've heard before, and just he was done for the night. He's like, I'm out. This is it. I'm done. And he still maintains of all the places we go, this is the site 7 is the one that he likes the least.
I take it you've probably been up on Chestnut Ridge up there.
I've not been yet. I want to go, but
Not been. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say that's about probably me and you halfway. Mm-hmm. I bet you for both of us. So yeah, like you said, the juggling a flashlight. Matter of fact, the scare thing that was. I have it on video. It scared me. I said, okay, nope, see ya. Like, because of how bright it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it started on the ground almost. All of a sudden, this is when my laser actually broke. I hit, I flashed it out to the sky. All of a sudden, this, I mean, I keep telling people, it was like a car was in the sky. And you know how like those old vehicle, like the old one back in like the 30s, they turn their headlights off and they slowly go out like that.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened. These two orbs were going back and forth, and finally they just went out just like that.
Wow.
And I said, oh my goodness. I was like, I'm out of here. Because it scared me. It did. I've never seen anything that close. And it was far away to begin with. All of a sudden, when I hit it again, it was not even a half. It was probably 25 yards away.
Mm.
I was like, see ya.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I was real. The first few times we went was at night, and I was really underestimating how close these things were. I thought they were as much as 200 yards away. Yep. I went out during the day to look at the area, and I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, holy moly, they're like 50 yards away at best. I was like, they were a lot closer than I thought. A lot closer, because there's a big hill there, basically. I was like, well, I'm not looking through a hill. You know, they had to be on my side of the hill. So we've had periods where it's just kind of died. Have you had that where it just they're not there for a while?
Oh, my God. Yeah. For a matter of fact, I'd say the month before this, the year before, active. Very active. But in the winter, like I would say from December to the middle of January, it was nothing. And I was getting very frustrated. I was like, man, there's nothing here. And like you can tell in my phone, because my videos go from the beginning of December to the end of January. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden, January 28th is it picks up. There's no videos in between. But also too, it'll have a spot, same exact thing it did last year. Between July coming into August, there was a week where nothing happened. And that just happened. It just got over. Yep. And real quick, too, like you said, they sound like something's walking up. Mm-hmm. We've had that happen a ton of times.
Really?
When we're on the ground, that spooks us both out. We're both out there, and we're like, okay, let's go in. Like,
yeah. Yeah, see, now that I was real kind of – not freaked out, but that's the thing I was worried most about when we hiked into the woods the last time to do it. Because it was like, because when we can park and basically see the lights. So we sort of have a car there. We can hop in if things get, you know, creepy or anything.
Yeah.
Or too much or whatever. So this time it's a long, long hike. It's you know, the hike's at least an hour to go in from the other way to get into the woods there. So there's no car nearby. We can't, you know, there's no getting out of there quickly if we need to. And we're literally completely surrounded by woods, and I thought, man, it's going to go nuts. It's going to, like, really come, you know, whatever comes up on us, whatever sounds like it's walking around us or walking up to us, I thought, man, they're going to have a field day with us because we're right there. But it didn't happen. Thankfully, it didn't happen that time.
Yep.
But whenever we would park up there, especially in the summer when there's a lot of leaf cover, it just sounds like things come right up on you.
Same thing here. Leaf coverage, you're 100% right.
Wow.
It sounds like something's coming right across the street sometimes. Mm. I'm not kidding. That's the big change, too, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you start hearing that noise, you'll know that that's when stuff's going to start picking up. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. 100%. 100%. So that's really interesting, though, that you said it would die for a while. So the time I tell people that, like, best time to see it, February. I said mid-February. It's really interesting that you said it's dead from December till whatever,
yep.
January, whatever. End of January, did you say?
Yeah, very end of January, 28th.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know that I've necessarily even been up there in that time. I always go in February, and I try to go a few times in the spring, and, you know, usually go in the summer, although you can't really see much where we are because of the leaf cover, and the lights are in the leaves so much. I'll have to try it. I'll try to go in December this year, but again, I've been telling people, if you know, best time I've found, I can never guarantee people are going to see something, but if we're rolling the dice on seeing something, I say let's go in, you know, mid-February, because there's no leaves on the trees, and every time I've gone in that time, those lights have been there.
Yep. You know, what's funny too, is that whenever the leaves fall off here, they're, matter of fact, the same thing happened. I just had my phone sitting out there, and like I said, I didn't see this. This wasn't in front of my face. I mean, I was looking out the whole time. This never happened in front of me. I went to go look at my phone after. There's this orb sitting in the tree the whole time I'm out there. This thing is lighting up, sitting there for a couple seconds. All of a sudden, it would die down. All of a sudden, it sits back up. It's going, this is for 30 minutes. For wow. 30 minutes sitting in a tree. And I never even saw it. The whole time.
Wow.
Like, that just blows my mind. It's on my phone. Like, how? Like, it's amazing.
This area where you're seeing these things originate from, it's across the street from you. There's an old mine there. Is this an area that you have been into during the day, for instance, to look around?
Now, this is the good part. So, when I grew up around here, one of my old friends, matter of fact, his dad owned, and he still does today, owns that area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they turned it into there was a bunch of old train yards there, old train tracks there and stuff. They had actually just redug all this up. Matter of fact, my very first sighting ever in this area was in 2016. And it was literally after my niece said to me in a car, UFOs aren't real. and all of a sudden we looked up. I go, oh, my God. I look over. There's two orange orbs leaving the ground, going up into the sky, both catty corner of each other. They both disappeared at the same time. I said, oh, my goodness, something's happening over here.
Wow.
So luckily, yeah, it's okay. So I'm going to fast forward to now is they redid the road. They put a road there. They put some new stuff there. Once that got disturbed, it seemed that as though this stuff just started going full blast here. Hmm. Like just started going crazy. Because when I used to play there when I was like 14, 15, never. Not once did I see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not once. Until it was disturbed, I'm telling you. That's had to have happened. That has to be one of the reasons, at least.
Well, yeah.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So have you been out in these woods during the day to like have a look around?
Yeah, a couple times here. I've always tried to see if I could see never anything in a day. I'm trying to think back if I seen even just one. You know what? Never in the woods. I saw the orbs in the sky. That was it. And they would come down. They would come down low, but then they'd be out. And that happened twice.
You've seen them in the day?
Yeah, in the sky. Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But yep. Like, so what I did is I hiked through there during the day as best I could and look for anything man-made, reflectors, you know, game cams, anything that might be. And I knew this stuff doesn't act like that. I knew it wasn't anything,
exactly.
But I just wanted to make sure, just because I wanted to eliminate the possibility of someone coming, you know, with me on a hike one day and going, look, dummy, look, it's this light here that's hanging off this tree, you know. This is what you've been seeing.
Yeah.
So I've kind of plowed through there as best I could. Although the last time we were there, I see there's an area that I haven't been that I need to hike to check something out. But I'm confident that I'm not going to find anything there either. But in any case, you haven't seen anything like that, like nothing like indicating it could be something man-made in the woods.
No, matter of fact, me and my wife in the daytime, we actually looked for that stuff. And the only thing we could find, honestly, was there's a house that's way over yonder across the little gully there. But its lights, you can tell that it's a house. Mm-hmm. And you can also tell that there's a road that comes down, especially because in the winter, you know, all the leaves disappear. You can see a whole lot more.
Right, right.
So then you start seeing false lights. But We know exactly where these false lights are because you can see the road. Matter of fact, there's a bend that really gets illuminated, and you'll see the cars come past there. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, in no way is this a vehicle. Matter of fact, you bring up a good point. When this first started happening, and when I used a laser, it was in December. Me and my wife were outside. There, we thought, no joke, that there was a car in the woods. That's how bright these lights were in the woods. And they were red and they were white. Crazy.
We have thought, so that, like I said, there's a sort of an old abandoned road where we go. And we thought at one time there was a truck coming up this road for some, you know, why there shouldn't be. You know, it's closed.
Yep.
It's gated off. But we honestly thought, like, there's a truck on the road. It's coming our way. Like, you know, and nothing, you know, no truck sounds and just the lights, and then nothing ever showed up. But it looked like these headlights are coming over the ridge, you know.
That's exactly what we saw. Right, there's three houses that blocked, you know, in between you can see the woods, and that's exactly in between the two houses. I swear we thought it was a vehicle.
Wow,
it's crazy. Yeah. Until I was like, you know what? There's no road back there.
Yeah, there is an old road where we were, but there wasn't a truck on it. It just wasn't. You know,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Wow, is there a creek nearby?
You know what? Yes, there is. There is. It's right after you get over the train. Or you know what? There used to be a creek there. They filled in the one half of it, so it's now on the other side of the road. Now it's on the other side of the bridge, and it continues from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. The place where we're seeing them, the biggest ones and the most dependable ones, I'll say, is in a creek valley where three big hills kind of come together. And I don't know if geographically, if you're looking at anything similar or not, just for comparison's sake, that's kind of where we're seeing them in the fact that we've wondered if they're not coming up, like sort of following the creek up.
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, the only one I know of is the direct. Actually, there is one straight across from us. It's on my buddy's dad's property still. I believe that's still there. But if anything, I have never seen them come from it, but they definitely are above it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they're following it for some reason. Not all the time, sometimes it just seems like they're just following the path of the creek, but.
That's what I mean. It's mind blowing in itself that there's more than one. Mm-hmm. There's more than one.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's two. Then all of a sudden there's three. But some nights I'm going so fast in the sky, they're everywhere. Like the one night, that comes in and checks us out. I call it like a little probe. It comes in and looks at us. It seems
that's what we described. We said it's like the last time when we were there and they were coming close. We said it was like they were curious, like they were coming in to check us out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I leaned over the balcony. I turned the light on, and this thing made a beeline right for me. I was like, oh my god, and I moved my head back in, but yeah, it was like it was coming in to see what we were doing. And matter of fact, me and my wife were out there until like 4:30 in the morning once, and this green one went around us both on the balcony, stopped, blinked a couple times, and left. It was pretty wild.
Well, and how big was that one?
It was probably the size of a quarter.
Quarter again. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. Yeah. Again, I've had them where they've been everywhere as well. They've been up on the hills on either side of us. They've been right in front of us. They've been, you know, further back in the woods. And it's just, and that's where it almost gets creepy because you're like, they are literally everywhere.
Yep.
And it's just kind of like, what is going on? Like, if these are something, they're all around us, you know?
Yep.
I don't know what to. Yeah, you know, it's like, what do you do with this information?
Yeah.
It's just, it's there.
You're exactly right. Like, for the last couple months, we haven't seen anything in the trees across the street. Like, we haven't seen anything. Nothing. I think I saw a white light once. Matter of fact, in May 2nd, I'm sorry. I saw a big, bright white light in the tree. And that was literally the last time I saw an orb in the tree. For the rest of this time since now, they've been above the trees, always above the trees now. But they do send in that little probe thing that comes in to take a look at us.
Interesting.
Like that's, yeah, it's, well, it's
see,
wild.
I wonder if they're not in the, you just can't see them because of the leaves. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure like the ones that I see, like they're down in the trees are still there because if I spend a lot of time and I move around a lot, like you have to kind of like move around until you get, you know, kind of get it through the leaves and stuff. So I'll get just a glimpse of it in the summer, just like a quick flash of it. And I don't think they're flashing on. Maybe they're flashing on and off. I don't know. My thought was it's just like there's so many leaves that, you know, I just can't keep it in focus or it's moving just a little bit. But because of all the leaves that, you know, it's immediately out of sight. I don't know. My guess would be that they're probably still there, I would think, and you're just not seeing them because of all the leaf cover right now.
I kind of agree with you because the other night, not the other night, but about a couple weeks ago there, I thought I saw something, you know, light up in the tree, but I could only see it's the output of the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that was really about it. And it was odd too, because like I said, the ones in the trees usually are a light contained within themselves. You know, mm-hmm. The closer ones usually are the brighter ones. But right. This time it was like a light, and it wasn't a lightning bug or anything like that. You know what
that's
I mean?
The other thing. I've had so many people tell me you're
too.
Seeing lightning bugs. I'm like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
we're absolutely not. First of all, not in February. Yeah, 100%.
Yes, 100%.
But even during the last time we were there, it was so funny because as we were leaving, we literally saw the first lightning bug of the year come up out of the ground, the first that I had seen of the year. And you know, the whole time, you know, again, John is this, you know, he calls himself an ecological skeptic, I think, something like that. But even he's like, no, these are whatever these are. They're 100% definitely not fireflies. As we're leaving that night, we're on the hike out. We see, like, you know, the first firefly of the year kind of come up out of the ground. It was, you know, as if the whole thing's, you know, playing a little prank. But
it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. The start of it for me this year was I was outside. It was cold. I remember saying to myself, man, I should go grab my hoodie. I look up. There's a green light flying underneath my porch with me. I was like, what? I was like, oh my God, it scared me because it was so close to me. Wow. And it was right there. But like I said, it was freezing. It was cold. It was definitely, you know, 30 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Boom. Definitely not a lightning bug.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. They're not. In Pennsylvania, the lightning bugs are one color and they don't change colors.
Yes. Yes. You're right. 100. Oh man. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And these, I mean, they're just not, like, you could tell. It's just, they're just not the same thing. But I don't know what to tell people who haven't seen them. It's so frustrating. The people who haven't seen them will sit there and tell you what you've seen. It's like, no, it wasn't a lightning bug. It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a headlamp. I'm telling you, it's not any of these things.
You know what? This is a one weird part of this aspect is the one night me and my wife were out there. There was something round sitting underneath the streetlight, and she goes, "What is that?" I go, you know what? I don't know. She's like, was that always there? I said, no, absolutely not, because I hate that streetlight, because I wish it would go out, because I want to see more of the sky. When, oddly enough, I asked a couple of weeks ago, and it's out. So, but that's another story. But anyways, so all of a sudden, it's sitting there. So I walk up to it. I get underneath it. And to this day, I can't even tell you what I saw. I don't think it was there. I said, it's nothing. And we walked back up. I said, she goes, do you want to go in? I said, yeah, let's go to bed. And that was it. Like,
wow.
That's the only weird part of, like, that, where it runs into the UFO aspect. Like, it gets more and more to the UFO aspect in some parts of this. But then, like you said, like, you hear the stuff in the woods and you're like, what is it this now? Like, it's just.
Right. Right.
Man.
So to be clear, you saw a shape under this.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was a round circle.
Uh-huh. And you walked to it.
Yep.
Did your wife stay back?
Yeah, she stayed back. Yep.
Could she still see the shape when you were when you were at it?
Yes, and that's the thing is, as soon as I walked back up, we were staring at it, and she said, "Let's go in and go to bed." And I was like, "Okay." You know what I mean? I wouldn't say that cuz I'm outside all night.
Right.
And yeah, that's what happened.
Wow.
And that was the end of it, and we've never seen it again. Yeah, you know what, too? And this is the funny thing is I have neighbors across the street. This one night, this light in the sky blinked so bright, I literally had the mark in my eye. You know what I mean? You look at a light and you get there. Yeah. I had that in my eye. I look over. I go, did you see that? She goes, see what? I go, you're kidding. You're kidding. It was right in front of your face.
This was your neighbor?
Yeah, it was a lady down the street. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if, well, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. You know, you wonder if it's like, it's not for some people, but that's, you know, that's getting into such bizarre territory that.
It is. It's insane. It really is. It's like they're picking to see for you to see them only. Like, you know what I mean? To mess with you or to, you know, I don't know. It gets confusing. It's crazy.
It is, and it's hard to talk about. You know, it's hard to describe. But the fact that you know, you're saying something, I'm like, yeah, the same thing happened here, and vice versa is amazing to me.
I know.
So I'd like to ask you to do something. Do you have an audio recorder?
I do.
On a night when it's not going to rain, could you leave the recorder out in the area where you're seeing these lights?
For sure.
I would like to ask you to try that, because I've only done it once, because it's close to my house, but it's far enough away where it's a pain in the butt, you know, to leave a recorder and go back and retrieve it. But the one night I did leave it there, boy, did we get some pretty crazy results.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll definitely. You know what? It's funny you say that, because I was messing around with my phone the one night. It's like 3:30 in the morning. I go, what is a manual record? So I pulled it up. I was like, oh, you can turn the sound way up. Wow, crazy. So I jacked the sound up, the decimals and stuff, and I'm hearing this. I have it on record. I'll have to find it and send it to you. It's this crazy. I've never heard it in my life. I don't know what it is. It doesn't sound like any animal I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what it is, but it was when I was hitting lights with my flashlight.
Hmm.
And it was like making and then it continued after that. Mm-hmm. But this is the crazy part. Is it was getting closer to me, and I couldn't see it.
In other words, the sound was getting closer.
Yes, it was definitely getting closer, and I could not see it for the life of me, and I was looking everywhere for it.
Huh.
It was crazy.
So in the one night, I don't know if it was like 12, 15 hours. No, we left it there two or three nights, but the one night, I think we got 90% of the audio we got was from one night. So in this one night, whatever it is, 12 hours, I don't know, however long we left it there, there was, sounded like a troop of monkeys going nuts. There was one part where someone sounds like they're speaking in a language, but it's no language that, you know, I could
decipher. Oh, good Lord.
Like calling out in the woods, you know, really, really bizarre stuff. And I'm trying to think what else we got. On there. Now, there's lots, you know, there's roads close enough where you can hear traffic noise and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely very, very interesting stuff that we got. So I'm super interested to hear if you could do that and pick anything up.
Yeah, for sure. There's a road that, I mean, we live right up, we're at the end of the road, but it loops around. So there's our cars that drive past.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll definitely try to get it to an area where I can just sit it in the area where it is, because I'm going to tell you this. You don't see, like, and this is another thing that's part of this. This is very odd, and my wife can attest to this, is I don't know how many times I can be lucky enough to see something fall out of the sky. Like, it's insane. And I'm talking, Tim, in the same spot three times in a row one night.
Wow. See, when I'm there, I'm so focused on the woods that I honestly don't look at the sky that much. And now you have me thinking, like, am I missing stuff in the sky? Because we're usually super focused on the woods because we're hearing stuff at the same time.
Yeah. It's like they want to you're right, though. It's like they want to get your attention elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll miss what's happening on the other side. And I've thought of that so many times now. I mean, and she said it too. Like, we're looking over here. Wow, look at all this stuff. All of a sudden, there's this green light coming off the ground, mm-hmm, and leaving into the air. I'm like, where'd that come from? You know, like, it's...
When we go there, when there's just two of us... Now, the last time there was four of us, and the whole feeling was different. It seemed very playful and very lighthearted. But when there's just two of us, we will stand... So we're looking over... We're facing each other, and we're looking over each other's shoulders. But what usually happens is somebody will see something, and then the other person turns around to look... Without a doubt, it's like they're drawing your attention one place and then something else is going on behind you.
100%. Yep, you're exactly right.
There's a house, like you were saying, in one direction where we are, and they have lights on. And I have seen something when we're hearing stuff walk around, and it sounds like they're literally like walking around us some nights. I have seen something large, I don't know what, because it's just a single light from the house you can see through the woods.
Yep.
I've seen something dark pass between us and that house, because it blocked out that light
a lot out.
And then it wasn't the light flashing on and off. It was like literally something like walk through the light. I have no clue what that was. I can't tell you what shape it was or anything. I only know it was, you know, probably exactly. as at least the size of a deer, if not bigger. I'm guessing it would have to be to block out that light from the angle, and then for it to come back on. But I do not think it's deer.
You're 100% right. My neighbor across the street, he's got these lights all over the place, and though a couple times we've seen something out of the corner of our eye, or looking over at the same exact time, blot out the light. Mm-hmm. And you have to be, this either has to be a big deer or a bigger deer.
Right, you know, yeah, or something big, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To blot it out is, you have to be up off the ground a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying. It's amazing to see something.
I don't want to speculate. But it seems like something big walked between us and the light. It's so creepy and so weird.
It is.
So, okay, before we get done, let's go back to this big crash you heard the one night.
Okay.
So when was this?
All right, this was probably, this was after that light flashed at me. So this was the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
Okay, so this is where it gets crazy. So we saw a red light go into the woods. Like, this is where we saw these red orbs. All of a sudden, they went out. And my wife went inside at that point, and all of a sudden I just hear snapping. I'm not talking like a deer trouncing through the woods. I'm talking something snapping limbs they're loud. They're loud. It's a crack. They're cracking. And it scared me. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, what is this? Because it's not a deer. And then here's the kicker. My neighbor's dog is inside the house. It went nuts. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, just went ballistic. I'm not kidding. It was like trying to attack something outside the window.
Wow.
Like, it was going crazy, and it scared me to the point I was like, okay, I'm gonna go in. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, that's I got goosebumps from it.
Yeah.
That's definitely happened twice. That's happened twice. I've heard something after something went into there. I've seen something go into it and disappear. And then all of a sudden later, I hear it coming out, whatever it was.
Right.
I don't know if it's that same thing, but...
Yeah. Whatever's making these noises, I'll say, isn't trying to be a ninja.
No.
It seems like it's trying to be heard.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even deer, they're not... Deer are moving gently as they can. They don't want to be heard. You know, they're prey animals.
Exactly.
So whatever these things are, now the weird thing is I don't hear it approaching all the time. A lot of times they'll start hearing it and it's right there.
Yes. Yep. The two times I heard it, both times I just heard like some rustling and then just died off. All of a sudden I would hear that snap, boom, mm-hmm. snap. And like the one was right at the edge of the road. It goes my house, my yard, then it goes a road, and then it has a teeny bit of a curb. Couldn't think of the word. Mm-hmm. And then it goes right into the woods, and it was right there, because the second one, when I heard it the second time, was a very loud one, and it made me jump up off the bucket, like, and I get a bad back, and I was like, up like in a second, like, oh my goodness, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even want to stick around. I'm not kidding. Like,
wow.
It was
wow. When Chad got freaked out that night, I wasn't as freaked out as him because I didn't hear what he heard, but I have heard something like it before. And the night that I got the most freaked out, so basically what we do is we go up there and we sit in the dark and we let our eyes adjust to the darkness.
Exactly.
And we try not to turn our lights on that much, so, you know, ruins your night vision. So we sit there in the dark basically. But towards the end of the night, we're like, hey, next time we hear something, since we're getting, you know, we'll agree, like, hey, we're nearly done. So we'd say, like, okay, next time we hear something, let's flip the lights on, and then we'll be done for the night. We'll see what we can see, and that's that. So it was me and James, and we were standing there right by the woods. We were hearing things around us, and we'd seen a couple of the flashes of lights, but it's during the summer, the trees on, so we didn't see, like, really... Like, the light show wasn't at all spectacular, because, I think the leaves were in the way. But we were hearing stuff all around us. And we, for whatever reason, we both stepped towards the tree line. And there's a little berm there. And later on, I found out beyond that berm, it drops down like 15, 20 feet. So something big could get real close to you.
Yeah.
And we heard, and I had a recorder running, and this did not come up on the recorder. We heard this low sound, just like a low grunt, just like that, but loud. Ooh. And it backed us both up, you know, 10 feet. Yeah. You know, like immediately, we just backed right away. Lights come on, flip the lights on, don't see anything there. But then I turned towards the old road that's gated off, and I saw the biggest set of, now this was eye shine, this wasn't eye glow, like, because my light hit it. I saw the biggest two eyes, and again, my buddy John says, oh, it was an owl. This must have been an owl the size of a human, if that's the case. These look like fist-size eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
That I hit that just reflected white, and you could tell whatever it was, because I said, James, look at that, because he didn't see, because I panned across. And I said, look. He said, what? I said, there's eye shine right there. So it looked like whatever it did turned away.
Ugh.
And then it turned back. And you could literally see the eyes as they turned back around. And he saw it when they turned. I was so glad that he got to see it. And I was like, did you see that? And then they turned away, and then it was gone. And then that was like, yeah, we're done for tonight. That was, that's the end. But that's the time I got freaked out most. And the guy who originally told me about these lights, which is funny, we found an old book of folklore on the area that actually mentions seeing weird lights. You know, of course, they're calling them ghosts and other things. But so that confirmed it. But the first guy that kind of told me about it got up there, and he's a Bigfoot guy, and he's like, it's Bigfoot eyeshine. It's Bigfoot eyeshine or eye glow. And since that time, I've decided that, you know, especially since they're the last time when they came right up to us.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what it is. But whatever I saw that night, that, you know, after we heard that grunt or whatever, that was no doubt eyeshine. Now, what was it? I have no clue. But it was big, and it was high off the ground. And
see, you bring something good up. So the second time that this happened, I heard that. I think I have it on record because I ended up going back outside later on in the night, which was like 3:30 in the morning. And I have this odd sound. It sounded like a baby crying and like a screech and a cat all together.
Wow.
This, it makes this sound. I'm not kidding. And it does it for like 5-6 times and it stops. And then, and it scared me though, like, cause it startled me. I'm like, what is that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But all of a sudden I didn't hear it anymore, but that's it. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
The other thing that we saw that I wonder if you'll ever see anything like this, just again, just because it's such a similar thing, is a perfectly natural animal, but a very odd and a very rare one. So one night we were there till like, I want to say like 1 or 2 in the morning, and we're leaving, hop in the car, and we're driving out, and I saw this thing. I'm like, what is that? What is that animal? At first I thought it was a cat, and then I thought it was some kind of dog, and then we're looking at it, I was like, that looks really weird. That is a weird looking thing. And it stopped. It kind of went up on the bank, and it stopped and just stood there and looked at us. It was on the passenger side, so James got a really good look at it. I got a pretty good look at it. I got a good look at it when it crossed the road, but when it was sitting there, he got a much better look at it for a good long time, like, you know, maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And then we drove down. I took him back to his car where he was parked. And he's looking up on his phone, and he's like, man, that almost looked like a hairless fox. And he just typed in hairless fox, and it was. That's what it was.
Oh, wow.
It was a hairless fox. They're super rare. And I just thought, what are the chances to see this, like, incredibly rare animal in this area? And since then, another friend of mine has taken a photo in this area of an albino deer as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay, The only thing I have similar to that, which is crazy, is I have a picture of it too. But you can make it out a little bit, but you can't. And it's happened twice now. This was about 3:00 in the morning. All of a sudden, it happened both times after I was spooked, like real bad, like my heart was racing from something I was seeing. This bird flies over and lands on a dead tree across the street at the very tip of it.
Huh.
And I don't know what it is. The second time it was an owl, I believe.
Okay.
But this is the thing is, there's not many owls around here. So like you said, it's rare to see an owl around here.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it lands right across the street and just sits there. Now, I think it was an owl. Whatever it was big.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sat there on the tree for a second. It let me hit it with a flashlight and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but I mean, sort of similar to yours, but
yeah.
You know, I'll have to look up and see what it was to be sure.
Yeah, well, if it's an owl, that's something too. I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
We've been getting owl sounds. When the first time we went, the first summer we went to this area, we were getting screech owls constantly, and then they've stopped. And last time we were there, right before we started seeing the lights, we had I think it was a great horned owl. You can hear it on our recording. It starts hooting, and then the lights come. So, you know, owls or whatever, that, you know, if
yep.
it's a coincidence, they keep coming to be part of it. So,
yep.
Very, very
yeah,
cool.
I agree.
Very,
crazy.
Very cool. Ryan, I am absolutely sure we're going to talk again. I'm super excited about what's going on there. As soon as possible, whatever happens with this COVID stuff, if I have the invite, I'm coming out there.
Hell yeah.
I want to see what you're
for
seeing.
Sure.
You have the invite to come here. I want you to see
awesome.
What we're seeing here. We'll work it out. I'm completely thrilled to talk to somebody who's, again, you're seeing things that at least act the same as what I'm seeing.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if they're the same thing, but they're acting the same. So absolutely
yep.
incredible. Wow.
Yeah, the first time I heard you guys' book, I was like, I honestly felt... I felt better. I go, thank God. Somebody's seeing something similar to what I'm seeing. So,
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, amazing. And I'm super excited to see what happens. Like, because I think I don't know. It sounds crazy. I think they're somehow reactive. And I think they're different depending on who's around. So when it's two of us that have seen him in different places and we get together, I'm really excited to see what happens. Let's see if it changes or what.
I'll throw one more A before we go.
Sure.
Yeah. Me and my wife were having a blast the other night. All right, having a blast outside, laughing, whatever. All of a sudden, she goes, "Hey, that light just got covered up by the cloud." I walk over. As soon as I'm in full view, this orange orb goes directly at us from the sky all the way down to about 50 yards away from us. Sits right there, stares at us. At this point, my wife goes, "Get your phone." I said, "No." Why would I say no? And she's usually freaked out. She's sitting there like, "Oh my God, look at this thing."
Wow.
It's sitting there staring at us. All of a sudden, it just starts going up. Like, it's crazy. You're right. It's so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know what's going on. I can't wait for me and you to hook up for sure.
Absolutely. Have you asked your neighbors if they've seen anything?
I did, yeah. The lady over the hill said no. And
mm-hmm.
The guy across the street, they all just gave me a crazy look.
Right, yeah. I don't know any of the people that are around our area. I almost want to knock on doors and ask. The one thing I can tell you is it seems like at 10 o'clock, those people are in the house with the lights shut out for the most part. They
yep.
might have one light, you know, outdoor light on, but it seems like they're in for the night. It doesn't seem like they're hanging out outside at all, whatever
exactly.
that means. I don't know. Very interesting. Man, I am so excited about this conversation and so glad we had this talk. We'll definitely talk again and keep me updated as to what's going on there.
For sure, man. I'm going out there right now, so yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, you have a good night.
Hey, you too, Jim. Thanks.
So after we were done talking, Ryan sent me this voice message about a glowing green bat.
Oh.
that flew past him. Because I asked him in the interview if he saw any unusual animals.
Mm-hmm. And he wisely said no.
He said he'd been seeing an owl. Mm-hmm. But the very interesting thing about this is he sends me this message after our interview, but before last week's podcast was published. He didn't know that the person being interviewed on last week's podcast was going to be talking about a glowing green moth.
Oh, yeah.
And a bat separately in the same story. If I had already published the podcast, I'd have been like, what? But I'm literally editing the other one, getting mm-hmm. it ready to go when he sends me this message about a glowing green bat. I'm like, okay. Synchronicity, maybe, just something weird, I don't know. But he gave me permission to go ahead and play that voice message. So I'll go ahead and play some follow-up messages Ryan left me right here.
You know what I forgot to tell you, Tim, is like this all started, this happened when I was with my ex, right? I was hitting a flashlight at the sky when I very, very first started doing it. And I was only doing it a couple times a week, maybe. But, so, this is, I don't know, I should have told you this. I think I'm, like, embarrassed about it. I don't know. I guess I'm not. Anyways, so I'm flashing a light. I go to bed. All of a sudden, I wake up at 3:30. There is a orange orb the size of a basketball at my window at the door. The door has two big windows. It's just sitting there flashing back and forth. I'm like, holy shit. And it scared the shit out of me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get up and run out there and see what this is. So I got up off the couch, ran out there, opened the door, gone. Instantly gone. But guess what? The trees were shaking back and forth. But anyway, so that was at a different house. So whatever I woke up or attracted definitely followed me over to here. But like I said, when I was living at that location, when I saw those two orbs in the sky, when my niece said UFOs aren't real, whatever, that was over exactly where I live now. So that's the crazy part. Like it just don't make no sense. It's wild. I don't know. But yeah, crazy, man. Definitely have to hook up for sure. But thanks for having me again, man. I had a good time. Had a blast. So thanks again, man.
Well, Tim, I'm outside. It's 2:53 in the morning. And you'll be happy to know that, you know, you're talking about those obscure animals or, you know, rare animals that don't come around. Have you ever heard of a glowing bat? Because a bat just flew in front of me by the power lines and it blinked green. Not all of the bat, but some of it. I swear to God, that is what just happened. I had my laser pointing it at the moon, and I almost dropped it because of what I just saw. I told Melissa weeks ago, I'm like, I think sometimes they try to be different things, but sometimes they get it wrong. But bro, I mean, this is wrong.
They have a new puppy at the antique store where you have a stand, don't they?
They do. It's adorable.
What's his name?
I think his nickname is Little Man.
His nickname is Little Man, not his official.
But as you know, sometimes nicknames stick.
They do. If you have a new puppy and you need help with things like potty training, fear and nervousness, barking, chewing on furniture or shoes or things they shouldn't be chewing on, crate training, hyperactivity issues, leash training, and more. You can get help at 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy. Go to sithappens.us. Look for the 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy link at the top of the page. 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy can help you with a relationship-based approach. They help you and your puppy become perfect for each other. They have online sources, video lessons, a secret Facebook group, and one-on-one options are also available. Again, find them at sithappens.us. Look for the 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy link at the top of the page. They can teach you what to do, and perhaps more importantly, what not to do. sithappens.us, 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy. Before we go on here, I want to thank Eric C. for his PayPal donation, continued PayPal donations. I think he makes one about every month. So thank you very much, Eric. This is a big help. I just want to say once more how amazed I was at Ryan's stories. He's been in contact with me for a while. Mm-hmm. And we talked before just a little bit here and there. I wanted to save most of it for the interview. But talking to him, I was just like, wow. It's really, really interesting that he's seeing all the so much similar stuff. It sounds like he's seeing more, but like I said, It's right out of his back door. I think maybe if Site 7 was in our backyard, we might be seeing more as well.
Yeah, do you think I'd be seeing him?
I hope so. You know, like I said, Soraya didn't see him. Josh didn't see him. John saw him.
Yeah.
Laura saw him. Chad saw him. James saw him. JR saw him. Bigfoot Jeff saw him. Plenty of people have seen him. So when I went with Soraya and Josh, I didn't see him either. It's not like I was seeing him and they weren't. They just, they weren't there.
If I'm going to hike, I want to see something.
There are no guarantees. All right, photo of the week. We have another tintype. She is a stern-looking woman.
I think that's us looking back at people in another time period and thinking they look stern. She looks really stern.
Resting old-timey face?
Yes. She has these kind of amazing light-colored eyes that show up really well.
Yeah, it's very, very intense.
Which helps to make her even more disconcerting. And it has, like, you know when you get, like, a school picture of your kid or you see a school picture and the people are just, like, the kids are just too close. Like, there's no, it's almost, like, extreme close-up.
Mm.
There's not a lot of space here. It's just, it's almost like a... like a bust of her, quite literally.
Yes.
Where you can see every button of her dress, which is kind of a nice extra facet to that.
Yeah, you get a good view of her clothing. Tintypes were generally in the years of?
I mean, if you want to say it's like super generally, like if you think of during the time of the Civil War, but they can go all the way up to like the 1920s and 30s, even for souvenirs in a souvenir context.
We actually know someone who makes tintypes now.
We do. Should give a little plug to the Victorian Photo Studio in Gettysburg.
Speaking of Gettysburg, Chad and I were out there last week doing some recording. Don't know if it's enough for a whole show. I have to edit it and then we'll see. It should be, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting time with Chad out there in Gettysburg. But back to the photo at hand. Mm-hmm. How much are we asking for this stern-looking woman?
Oh, I think we can let her go for $12.
Go ahead and look for the image in the show notes under this episode. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Etsy shop where you can purchase this and any other photos of the week that remain. I forget which ones are. There's a few left. And speaking of the Etsy shop, I, of course, have artwork in there. All different price ranges. Some more expensive pieces from Don't Look Behind You. I was mistaken. I do have a few of the creatures from Don't Look Behind You left in the Etsy shops. And then some of the smaller spot illustrations. So you can get a piece of original art and a signed book for not too much money. But some of the bigger pieces are in there as well, and I have some older illustrations from another series I put in there. There's all different ranges, so if you want some original artwork, check out the Etsy shop. Shop name Lost Grave, links in the show notes. Anything you get from our Etsy shop, of course, helps with the podcast as well. So I want to thank people for supporting that. Well, that's all for this week. We will be back soon with another episode of Strange Familiars. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts, music, books, art, podcasts, and more, darkhollerarts.com. Intro and background music is by Stone Breath. Go to stonebreath.bandcamp.com for more. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/strangefamiliars, where you can also join the Strange Familiars gathering group. And we're on Instagram, @strangefamiliars.
Join us September 25th, 26th, and 27th for a 3-day special streaming event, Strange Realities, to push the limits of your reality. Featuring authors, academics, researchers, occultists, experiencers, podcasters, and practitioners. All presenting fresh cutting-edge material and research.
Streaming live.
Featuring presentations by
Brent Rains,
editor of Alternate Perceptions magazine.
Aaron Gullius,
host of the Saucer Life podcast.
David Metcalf,
writer and researcher.
Alan Greenfield,
author of Secret Cipher of the Euphonauts.
Stephanie Quick,
writer and blogger.
Red Pill Junkie 14,
researcher and explorer.
Tim Banal,
host of Banal of America.
Guy Malone,
iconoclast and troublemaker.
Timothy Ritter,
host of Strange Familiars.
Kiki Dombrowski,
author and practitioner.
Greg Bishop,
author of Project Beta.
Ginny Ashford,
host of 13 O'Clock.
Recluse,
host of The Farm.
Jack Montgomery,
Folk Magic.
Joshua Cutchin,
author of Thieves in the Night.
Reverend Michael Carter,
alien contact experiencer.
Dr. Future,
host of Future Quick.
Tony Kale,
author of Memphis Hoodoo.
Rin Collier,
occultist.
Soraya Ascap,
host of Where Did the Road Go.
John Tinney,
Ghost Stalkers and Hell.
All 3 days, only $20. Tickets and info available at strangerealitiesconference.com. Brought to you by the Conspiranormal Podcast. Conspiranormal.com. Strange Realities.
Chapel of the morning light, rising sun, the early flight, the birds of dawn rise to the hymn, the birds of night dream in the din, Elias pool on Elias close, to go where all the liars go. Little dimming soul for a pocket full of gold.
Thank you.
watchmen smile from towers high, while others with their burden sigh. They look down upon the working one, marching in the falling sun, or crawling in the fading light. Misery is rich man's delight, as they move their wretched palms, to church by dusk, to work by dawn. Vicious smile, how neat their suits, how new their style. The workers struggle to move their sacks, with rich men's whips all at their backs. No silver spoons, if spoons at all, no ruby slippers for home to call. Share with no one in the church of the falling sun.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.